Year legacy of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly, featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6
for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder
on CITR.
CITO.
CITR
101.9
FM. 101.9
FM
in Vancouver.
Five o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio. Tuesday, November 24th is the day. We're going to get this show started in a hurry with a band that kicked it off nicely at last week's Discorder fundraiser. Slow Things by TV Ugly. Discorder Radio.
I'm Gal.
I'm Dan.
I'm Rage. We're TV Ugly.
And you're listening to
Discorder Radio.
CITR 101.9.
And this station ID is coming to you from the women's bathroom at the Astoria.
Yes. It is true. It is true. Live from the, well, not live, but that was recorded live in the women's bathroom last Thursday night. Actually, I believe Brenda, our station manager, was present during the recording of that station ID. TV Ugly doing their thing in the bathroom and on stage and here on Discord Radio kick off the show. Slow Thighs was the name of that track from TV Ugly from their brand new album, UCLA Yankee Cola. Hey guys, what's up? It's Wade. It's Discord Radio. Matt Muse is here.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellente. You were also at the show this past Thursday night.
I was at the very tail end of the show. Yes, I caught Revered.
Yes. Yeah. It was a busy night in Vancouver Music last Thursday.
It sure was.
Yeah. We'll talk more about why you missed the first half of the show. But yeah, I was proud to be a part of it right from the beginning. Got a chance to see all four bands, which included TV Ugly, who we heard off the top, and their very creative Station ID. We also had Late Spring. They kicked off the show, actually. Late Spring... also, the week before was Casey Way of Late Spring was there doing her thing with Art Rock question mark. Mesa Luna was on, as well as Revered, who Matt mentioned. And we're very proud. We had probably at least 100 people in attendance. I don't know about the exact head count. We had a great 50-50 draw. Myself and Liz Holiday, a sometimes co-host of this show, were the co-MCs. All the CITR community and Discordarians were out in full force. It was a great night at the Astoria, and we're looking forward to our next Discord fundraiser, which we will tell you about in the near future. You know, I had a few people tell me some of their highlights and lowlights of the night. There wasn't really any lowlights. It was mostly just highlights, but a couple friends that are actually in from out of town came to the show, and they said they were most impressed with this band. So we're going to play these guys right now. We've been giving them a lot of love recently, but they've been doing some great things. They also played a live 5-song set about a month ago right here on our show. Great guys doing great things. It's Justice and Alex from the brand new EP called Crux. The band is Mesa Luna. The track is Church Garden. And the show is Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
What's up? This is Kay Flay. You are listening to Discorder, CITR 101.9 FM.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Frozen Beaches from Reef Shark. Reef Shark will be playing along with In Odyssey and Little Wild this Saturday at the Biltmore. They have a new EP out as well, by the way. Although that track, Frozen Beaches, was from their Better Weather album, came out last summer. Great little track there, Reef Shark. Prior to that, we heard Mesa Luna, Church Garden, Mesa Luna, along with the TV Ugly, who kicked off the show. Of course, did a great job at our Discorder fundraiser along with Late Spring and Revered last Thursday night. Okay, Matt, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, it's funny, you know, the last few weeks there's been just an incredible amount of live music that's been happening in Vancouver. We've been bombarded with content and almost having to like pick out what is and what, you know. The bottom line is that right now
it's happening. It's a happening town if you like music.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you. This week we've had a little more breathing space because there hasn't been as much, at least from what I've seen, hasn't been. It's been a bit of a quieter week, which has allowed us to kind of focus on some other events. Maybe are not necessarily so, you know, the new album release, but we do have some really cool events coming up, including the Girls Rock Camp Gala fundraiser. For those not in the know, Girls Rock Camp has been Sarah Accordingly is not here today, unfortunately. She'd be able to tell us more about it. But it's a nonprofit society that builds self-esteem in female youth through music creation and performance. Every summer, they have a week-long summer camp with girls age 8 to 18 taking part. So there's a fundraiser happening this Saturday night, the Remington Art Gallery and Studio. It's the first ever gala. Going to be raising money for the sustainability of this program to come back in 2016. The event starts at 7 o'clock. A dance party is going to take place afterwards from about 11 to 1. And we have lots of cool things happening, including raffle prizes by Side Saddle, Mint Records, Long and McQuaid, and some live music as well, including three acts. Jody Okabe, Mittens, and these ladies here, Knife Pleats. This is the single off their brand new album. It's called Monocularly Blind. Knife Pleats, they're doing their thing as part of the Girls Rock Camp Vancouver Gala this Saturday night. Hope you can make it. Check out our Facebook page for the link if you want to find out more information. But in the meantime, we're going to hear music from Knife Pleats followed by Mittens right here on Discorder Radio.
Nothing, really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3!
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
Indie rock bands Taco Cat and Sally Ford are co-headlining on Saturday, December 12th at the Cobalt. Doors open at 7 with the show starting at 8:30. This event is 19+. You can get your tickets today online at timberconcerts.com or at Red Cat and Zulu Records.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
We are back on Discorder Radio, Mittens, which is spelled M-I apostrophe E-N-S with Tweenage Tweeter. Mittens, along with Knife Pleats, we heard earlier, are both playing the Girls Rock Camp Gala this Saturday night at Remington Studio. And it shall be a great show. All the funds go toward help supporting Girls Rock Camp getting their summer program back on the road for the summer of 2016. Also in between those two, in between Tweenage Tweeter and the Knife Pleats track, we heard a little PSA from our very own Liz Holiday, Discorder Radio sometimes co-host, doing her own thing now with Lady Radio every Friday at 6. So be sure to tune in and support Liz. And if you want to get involved, reach out to her. Reach out to us here at CITR.ca. Okay, so we are now, we're going to kind of follow this bit of a FemCon track by Stan on the FemCon tip. And talking about a feature, and actually I want to quickly give a pay tribute to Erica Lyron, who always writes these really entertaining anecdotes about her past growing up in Vancouver in the 80s and a lot of the music that was influential to her. And she does it so well that it's become a regular feature in Discorder magazine. It's called Discorder Revisited. This month it's on page 25, and she has a great little story about the Modernettes. Matt, what can you tell us about the Modernettes?
Well, the Modernettes, you should definitely check out the article because, you know, like you said, she does a very good job of making like a narrative of it. But they're a band from Vancouver in the 80s. And read that first sentence of the article.
Okay, well, the article is titled, "I Can Only Give You Everything." And this is a great way to launch into the article. Let's start with this. If there is a more perfect song than the Modernettes' "I Can Only Give You Everything," I haven't heard it. Double dare you to listen to it and not air guitar the main riff. Yeah. So, that being said, let's
take her up on that dare.
Exactly. We got John Buckcherry Armstrong, Mary Jo Kopanky, and John Jughead McAdams. This is the Modernettes doing "I Can Only Give You Everything" on Discord Radio.
And yeah, this must be a live recording because there's a bunch of they sort of intro it at the start with like an MC of the show or whatever.
See if you can resist the temptation to air guitar.
Take a listen. All right, here we go.
Well, anyway, you got another tune for us.
Yeah, this is called "I Can Only Give You Everything."
I can only give you everything. Would you guys like to toddle over there?
This one's for Long and McQuaid.
For who?
Long and McQuaid.
Long and McQuaid. Another cheap commercial announcement there from the Modernettes. As they're getting ready, ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome for the Modernettes with a thoroughly modern pop song, "I Can Only Give You Everything."
Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
You think you want it, but you got it from her. Bring it back when you only suffer.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, making their Discorder Radio debut. That is Flowers and Fire with A Far Cry, and a great review in the Georgia Strait, actually written by an ex-Discorder editor, Greg Adams. Demos rarely offer as much promise as local outfit Flower and Fire's at first batch recordings. As an initial kick in the dark, it presents the act well on its way becoming a fully formed post-punk force. There you go, and a little sample of it right there. The track was called A Far Cry. And thank you to Mike of Flex Your Head fame, who will be coming up in about 20 minutes' time, 23 minutes' time, who first shared that song with us and basically welcomed us, opened our eyes to that that up-and-coming Vancouver band. Prior to that, we heard the Modernettes. Of course, we mentioned the Discord Revisited, and that was I Can Only Give You Everything, a thoroughly modern rock song, according to their little intro there. That was from the album View from the Bottom, going back to 1982. And again, there's a great article written in this month's issue of Discorder and Discorder Revisited, a whole little anecdote from Erica Lyrin on the Modernettes. Okay, so moving along, as we mentioned many times, last Thursday was a very busy music night in Vancouver. Of course, it was a Discorder fundraiser. Lots of local bands were playing. And Matt Muse, where were you last Thursday night? Until you got to the fundraiser.
Well, yeah, I did eventually go down to the wonderful Discorder fundraiser, but before that, I stopped by the Peak Performance finale, the top three bands. There was J.P. Maurice, who was his third overall appearance in the Peak Performance. He did not take it home, unfortunately. Then there was a band that we played last week who opened the night. They were Van Damsel. They also did not take it home,
and they've actually been. That was their second kick.
Their second time in the project. They did not take it home, but who did take it home were the guys who played in the middle of those other two bands. It was a band called Bed of Stars, and the moments, the highlight I think for me for the evening was they brought out a couple members of Smash Boom Pow, who were another like top 12 finalist, and they played a great cover of a Backstreet Boys song. Its name is escaping me right now. Anyway, Larger Than Life, that's the one. Okay. Larger Than Life by the Backstreet Boys. It was they played a really rocking cover of it.
Did they do the whole dance too?
No, well, they were all playing instruments, so that you can't really do the choreography.
They couldn't do the synchronized hand pushing out the air?
No, not quite, but they did kill it. They did a really good job. Anyway, yeah, they took it home.
Then they'll be rewarded with $102,000. What a great way to launch their career. But at the same time, even though you mentioned Van Damsel and J.P. Maurice didn't take it home, they each win $50,000 and $75,000 respectively to launch their careers. So
they are not losers by any means.
Not at all.
They definitely get a good sum of money out of that. So yeah,
good piece of the pie.
Definitely
good piece of the peak pie.
Piece of the last peak pie ever.
Yeah.
For now, I'm sure some sort of similar project will come back. But the program is over for now.
Yeah, so 7 years of giving away a ton of money to up-and-coming local BC bands. It really has done a great... it's been amazing, though, to really help real kickstart the Vancouver music scene. So hats off to those guys, and congrats to Bed of Stars for killing it and for launching their stardom. So why don't we play a bit of Bed of Stars right now, and then we're going to play another little tribute to that that event with a band that we've played here before on CITR. But in the meantime, this is their single. It's called Out of Touch. And once again, congratulations to Bed of Stars. Here they are on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Trip me up again. Please stop me from wanting this. Take this love, and now you sense I've fallen down again. This time I wonder if you're the one I hold, the one that I will always know. Kiss me, darling, because the rest of them are blending in as one. Turn around again.
Other Vancouver is a collective promoting slow design through independent creatives. This year's event, themed Spaces, showcases products alongside its makers through images of their workspaces. We aim to support mindful consumerism. Come out on November 27th to 29th at 877 East Hastings, Studio 301. Visit Other on Instagram or Facebook for previews. Just like the river. Mark your calendars. The Dead Ghosts LP release show is coming soon. Join us November 28th at 8 o'clock at the Cobalt to celebrate with these Vancouver psych rockers, plus guests The Shivas and Strange Things. Find tickets online now at timberconcerts.com or at Red Cat and Zulu Records.
Hi, I'm Graham.
Hey, I'm Alex.
I'm Will.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Rob.
And we're Good for Grapes. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All my sins are bound to me. I was told.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Waiting on a Ghost from Good for Grapes. That was a bit of a back-to-back peak performance project. Victor's there.
How about that video, though?
Yeah, we've been watching the video here in the studio. Obviously, they took a good portion of their winnings. It looks like a nice healthy chunk of their winnings to make that video. Very high budget. They even shot part of it in Las Vegas. Let's hope they didn't. Actually, the good part is that it looks like the actors were in Vegas, but I think the band was away, which maybe it was a good thing with all that extra money they've recently come into. But yeah, nice video there. Check it out when you can. Waiting on a Ghost from Good for Grapes. We had the pleasure of interviewing them live in studio literally days before they took home the $102,000 prize. And once again, Bed of Stars claiming it last week. And congrats to them. They were the band we heard right before Good for Grapes. Okay, so we are now about 10 minutes left on the show. What is happening tonight, Mr. Matt Muse?
Well, that would be CITR's Battle of the Bands competition, known as Shindig, down at Pat's Pub.
That is correct, yes. Every Tuesday at Pat's Pub, which is located about two blocks east of Hastings, east of Main Street, on the north side of Hastings, we have the Battle of the Bands. Tonight is week number six. Congrats to Pale Red. Last week, they were the band that that rose to the top. They will go on to play in the semifinals in the new year. Pale Red actually made it to the semis last year as well, so hopefully they can tighten up their performance and maybe make their way into the finals, which will be in early February. Tonight, three new bands. We're going to give you a little, we don't have time to play all three, but we're going to give you a little sample. So here's, the first band is a group called Walgreen. Give you a little sample of them. Walgreen is the solo project of Tegan Walgreen, a violinist and vocalist from Vancouver.
Take me into the forest with you. We're going all the way in. We're going all the way. Tell me.
I believe I'm correct in saying that Tegan also plays with Sarah Jickling in her Good Bad Luck. She's one of Sarah's Good Bad Luck.
Okay. Well, we wish her good bad luck tonight. Good luck. No bad luck. Another band that's on the bill tonight is Rainbow Road, made up of one of the members from here in East Van, another member from Winnipeg, another member from Perth, Australia. I'll give you a little sample. This is from their album Bell Drunk. This is Rainbow Road. Well produced. Good sound there, Rainbow Road. And also playing tonight is a band called Soft Haze. They are Peter Baum's, Ian Kinnikin, Scott Postillo, and Jeremy Futter from Vancouver. And yeah, we're going to play a track off their album, Too Human. This one is called Time. Soft Haze making the Discord Radio debut and playing tonight as part of Shindig at Pat's Pub.
Kill the fucking kids. They can tell you what to be. This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
It's because
Cheap High and Discorder Radio, CITR 1019. Great little article written on page 61 of this month's Discorder magazine. Kind of fitting, actually. That was the last feature of the article, of the issue, and pretty well the last feature band that we're going to play in November. Of course, next Tuesday will be December 1st, so November will be all up. But thanks to everybody who contributed to not only Discorder Radio in the month of November, but to this awesome copy of Discorder magazine in November. Jam-packed, lots of good stuff. Yeah, you still got another week, 6 days to look over the magazine while it's still relevant. Of course, coming up shortly, Mike with Flex Your Head, and Mike's walking in right now. You'd be glad to know we finally played Flowers and Fire tonight.
Ooh, very nice.
Yes, getting a thumbs up here from Mike. He'll be on in about 5 minutes' time. Yeah, again, we got lots of great music happening over the course of the next week. The last song I'm going to play for you tonight was partly inspired by the Motown party happening this Friday at the Fox Cabaret, world-famous Motown party, classic soul dance night, and also the fact that, well, it is November 24th, which is my birthday. Oh, what's this? Oh, thank you, Matt Muse. We got a little...
Happy birthday.
Oh, I'm blushing here.
And drink a lot of beer. You should be good and happy that there's someone you can eat. A million people every day are starving in the street. Your daddy's in the gutter with the wretched and the poor. Your mama's in the kitchen with a can of Cycle 4. There's garbage in the water, there's poison in the sky. I guess it won't be long before we're all gonna die. Happy birthday!
Nice. I've never heard that before, but that's Weird Al Yankovic. Nice one.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. That was great. I was getting into that. Maybe we'll post that one on the Facebook page too, if you want to check that out. Got a little derailed there, but back to what I was saying. Inspired by the fact that it is the birthday and this Motown party, thought we'd play a Canadian classic. And no, I'm not as old as this song, but nonetheless, my mom and my aunt are listening right now in Toronto live on CRTR.ca, so I think they'd like this one as well. Going back to 1970, a one-hit wonder band from Quebec called Mash McCann. This track is called As the Years Go By. So thanks again to everybody who's part of the show. Matt Muse, Henry, our social media coordinator. We're going to hear more from him next week. And once again, stay tuned for Flex Your Head. For everybody else, it's Wade here saying thanks again, guys, for listening. And enjoy Discorded Radio live on CITR 101.9.